24 hours ago, you were promised a chance to make some choices today that will affect your life during mini classes. But there are more important choices that you make during your lifetime, aren't there? Like perhaps a lifetime companion, or the one suggested in Mark chapter 15. Now it was the custom at the feast to release a prisoner whom the people requested. A man called Barabbas was in prison with the insurrectionists who had committed murder in the uprising. The crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did. "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate, knowing it was out of envy that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead. "What shall I do then with the one you call the king of the Jews?" Pilate asked them. "Crucify him," they shouted. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. When Pilate met Jesus early in the morning on Good Friday, he faced a question that is faced by everyone who meets Jesus. What shall I do with Jesus? Crucify him? Pilate asked the people that question, and he received a bit of a surprise. He knew that it was really the chief priests and elders who had brought Jesus up on charges of fomenting rebellion. He knew that they were envious of how so many people were following Jesus, and perhaps thought he could defuse the situation by showing them a real insurrectionist who had perhaps led some of their own relatives to their death. If they were so against insurrection, here was another choice, Barabbas. Surely they would choose Jesus, who had hurt no one. Surely the popular vote would go with him, and Pilate would not have to make the choice against the wishes of the chief priests. They could all get along if a little common sense prevailed. How surprised he must have been when the people chose Barabbas to be released and chose Jesus to be crucified. You see, the chief priests had already seen the danger to their plans and managed to stir up the people, just what they were accusing Jesus of doing. What shall we do with Jesus? If we leave it to a popular opinion poll, natural man does not want to look bad. Much better choose someone apparently mired more deeply in sin than ourselves, and so make ourselves look good by comparison. Or what if the call for Pilate's custom of releasing a prisoner was started quietly by some well-meaning people who thought, as Pilate did, that in this way the chief priests could be thwarted without having to oppose them openly? Sometimes Christians would like to work the crowd, work the community into a position of supporting Christ so that we as individuals don't have to really stand up. For example, if the whole community closes down on Sunday morning, well, then the logical choice would be going to church, right? Plus, I would not have to sacrifice anything to go myself. If we ask the people of this world, they will vote for Jesus as long as he is feeding them by the 5,000s. But when come the cares and pleasures of this life, we may be surprised how quickly such fair-weather faith is choked out. As one man once boasted to a Christian, "I think if we ever have a national disaster, like an enemy invasion, I will survive better than you, because I am meaner. Give us Barabbas. And that same spirit lives in our human nature, inherited sinful from Adam. If we ask our own feelings, what shall I do with Jesus? They might answer, sing hallelujah while the sun is shining. But when your stomach is growling, or when you long for the friendship of the crowds, as Pilate did, when your purse or pleasures are threatened, then you'll get farther and more with Barabbas, who just takes what he wants. And Christ, away with him. What do you want me to do with Jesus? Crucify him? If we ask the crowds or follow our own sinful human nature, we'll end up doing just that. But if we ask God, we'll get quite a different answer. This is my Son, whom I love. Listen to him. He says, come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. What shall we do with him who loved us and chose to give himself for us, but to say with Paul, for I resolve to know nothing except Jesus Christ and him crucified. We choose him because he first chose us. Hymn 532.